ladies and gentlemen, life for the land. Once again, we'd like to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Robin Lyon.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
Comic Valentine.
Say, has anybody seen the ink?
Don't look at me.
I don't want to. I just want to find the ink.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs to look.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, the breakfast won't be ready for a few minutes, so I thought you'd all like to look over the morning mail.
Well, thank you, Aggie.
Why, look at all the mail.
No wonder. It's St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, here are your cards, B.B. Oh, and here are yours, Barbara.
Oh, thanks, Daddy. Any Valentines for me?
Yes, here's one. It must be from Glasgow. There's no stamp on it.
Oh, stop your joking. Just as I thought, it's from my wee boyfriend, Joke. Look.
Oh, how sweet. A plaid heart.
Say, Aggie, hasn't he popped the question yet?
Oh, no, he's much too shy. You know, the only time I ever saw him on his knees was when I dropped the sixpence behind the settee. Well, we've finished the breakfast.
I've looked all over the house, and I can't find the ink anywhere.
Well, Richard, why don't you sit down and give your brains a rest?
Oh, please, Pa. I've got something very important to write.
Well, then keep quiet and write it.
What do you expect me to write it in, my blood?
What blood?
That's enough out of you.
Well, maybe the ink's in the pantry.
Well, I'll go look.
Mother, that's a beautiful card Johnny Hooper sent you.
Well, after all, he was my first boyfriend.
It's not in here.
Maybe it's on the kitchen table.
He sends me a Valentine every year.
Mr. Hooper sounds very romantic.
Oh, he is. He used to take me to the most romantic places to kiss me.
Oh, he did?
It's not on the table.
Yes, he kissed me on top of the Eiffel Tower and on top of the Empire State Building.
How about on top of the kitchen cupboard?
No, Ben, he never kissed me up there.
I mean, maybe the ink's up there.
No, it's not up there. What a house. No ink.
Richard, if you'll keep still, I'll break a lifetime rule and let you use my fountain pen.
Gee, thanks.
Breakfast is on the table.
Oh, coming, Aggie.
Now, Ben, hurry up.
I'll be with you in a minute, honey. I want to make sure I get my pen back.
Don't be too long, Daddy.
Oh, here you are, son. Now, treat it gently.
Oh, I will. How do you like this Valentine card?
Oh, so that's what all the fuss is about.
Yeah, there's a very pretty verse inside. Listen.
That's beautiful.
Oh, please, Pop, listen. To my Valentine, there is nothing I wouldn't do to villain coo with you. But a boy can't woo if a girl won't too. Will you? Guess who? Well, what do you think?
What do I think? I think I better open the window.
Well, gee, is it that bad?
It's worse. Look, son, if you really want to impress this girl, come to the stationer's with me. And after I pick out a car for your mother, I'll help you choose something you won't be ashamed of.
Well, thanks. But promise you won't tell anyone.
I promise. Now, come along. Let's finish our breakfast. Then we'll go right over to Mr. Miles' stationery shop. Good morning, Mr. Miles. I'd like to see some Valentine's.
Aren't you a little old for that sort of thing? Oh, I just love that one.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
And now, sir, what is your pleasure?
Now, where are the Valentine's?
Oh, you need me in such a rush. Now, first, I'd like to show you the new announcement card I designed myself.
Look, I haven't time.
Please don't interrupt. Thank you. This idea of mine is revolutionary. After all, why should announcement cards be confined to things like Mr. and Mrs. Johnson are happy to announce their daughter Anne's engagement? What about the elderly spinsters with pets?
Well, bite.
Well, just think how nice it would be if they could send a card something like this. Miss Jones is proud to announce that her Tibbles is very friendly with a black and white tom from over the fence.
Look, I don't care if Miss Jones' Tibbles has kittens.
Well, Miss Jones would. She thinks it's platonic.
Mr. Miles, for the last time, will you please show us some valentines?
Oh, very well, you old killjoy. Now, do you see anything you like on the counter?
Well, they're very nice, but Pop wants something extra special.
Yes, perhaps you have a few more I could see.
Nerdy little thing, aren't you? Well, I'll see what I have at the back of the shop.
Richard, I've never seen you take so much trouble over a girl before. You've really got it bad.
I sure have. This time I'm really in love.
With a girl?
Well, who else would I... Robin, how did you get in here?
I had some spare time on my hands. Who's this girl you're in love with?
It's none of your business. And I don't want you to breathe a word of this to a living soul.
Well, that means I can only tell Barbara.
Now, you can't tell anyone.
Suppose it just slips out.
Robin, don't you want to be a man of honor? A man that everyone looks up to and respects?
Well, sure, but...
Then from now on, you must never betray a confidence.
Okay, but it's going to be an awful strain.
Hey, Richard, look. Here's a valentine on this stand we didn't even see.
Hey, that's beautiful. A big red satin heart. And look, it opens. Look, it has a lovely love burn inside. This is super, Pop.
Here we are. Sorry to keep you waiting, but I just know you'll adore this card.
Oh, I'm afraid we've already decided on this one.
Well, you clever you. You see, that one happens to be my showpiece, but you can have it.
Oh, thanks. And I'll take this one with the roses for my wife.
Splendid. Oh, yeah, but sir, I'm afraid it has no message on it.
Oh, that's all right. I composed one this morning. Listen, if you will be my valentine, the joys of life will all be thine. You lucky girl, your eyes will shine when you see me in What's My Life. Well, how's that?
Well, you know, I'd say it was quaint in a revolting sort of way. Well, now, if you'll just wait, I'll wrap up your card, sir.
Valentine's did Derek send you?
Well, I'm not quite sure. You see, I received 12, and they were all signed from the only boy in your life.
Oh, how stupid of me. Here's Derek's card.
You mean the one with the diamond ring on it?
A diamond ring?
Oh, not a real one, silly. It's painted on. But he's always saying how happy he'd be if I'd let him buy me a real one.
We'd be happy, too.
You be still. Oh, Mother, this must be from Derek. Listen, when can I buy you a real one?
Well, dear, how are you going to answer him?
With a song.
Well, that's one way of getting rid of him.
Now, Robin.
Oh, I'll be quiet, Mommy.
Oh, that'll be Derek now. I'll answer it.
You come in the kitchen with me, young man.
Gosh, I always have to leave when things are just getting interesting.
Barbara, darling.
Derek, I couldn't find a valentine with just the right words. So I'm going to sing a song to you instead.
I can't think of anything I'd like better. Well, I say, what are you putting that gramophone record on for?
Well, I have to have a little musical background.
I never wanted wealth untold. My life has one design. A simple little band of gold. You are mine. Don't want the world to have and hold. For fame is not my line. Just want a little band of gold to prove that you are mine. Some sail away. And other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon grow cold, but till the end of time. All mine, all
Darling, did you really mean the words in that song?
Everyone. They're my answer to that beautiful valentine you sent me with the engagement ring on it.
I didn't send you a valentine with an engagement ring on it.
Oh, I mean the one with the three adorable cupids.
That wasn't from me either.
Oh, I was only joking, dear. I mean the one with the angel carrying the bouquet of roses.
How many cards did you get?
Thousands! Robin, get out of here!
Don't bother, I'm leaving. And Barbara, in case you're interested, I didn't send you a card. I was going to give you this heart-shaped box of chocolates.
Oh, I just adore chocolate.
Then ask your boyfriends to send you some.
Well, well, and how are the two lovebirds getting along?
I was just leaving, Miss Lam. Here, you can have this box of chocolates.
Oh, thanks. I didn't think you cared. I'm afraid I didn't get anything for you.
Well, hello, Derek. Meeting so soon?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Lund, but I won't be seeing you again.
Well, next time you come, you must stay longer.
Derek, please, let's talk this over.
We have nothing to talk about. Goodbye.
Oh, Mother, my whole life is ruined.
Oh, never mind, dear. I'll give you a couple of aspirin.
My heart is broken, and my mother offers me aspirin.
Oh, the poor darling. Ben, who's that lovely box of chocolates for?
Chocolates? Oh, the valentine box? Have it, dear.
Oh, but you already gave me a valentine. Oh, how sweet. You put a little note under the ribbon.
Honey, that note is
for... Oh, now be still while I read it. I can't wait to kiss you again. Why, Ben, you're so impulsive. You just kissed me last New Year's.
Mommy, that note's from Derek.
Well, why didn't he say he wanted to kiss me?
Honey, I've been trying to tell you, Derek gave those chocolates to me.
Well, what in the world did he want to kiss you for?
Hey, Tom, if you're not busy, can I see you a minute?
With pleasure.
Come on, Robin, let's try and cheer Barbara up.
Well, okay, but it'll take some doing.
Could I have that valentine you got me?
Oh, yes, yes. Here you are, son, and if you wanted to get it there on time, you better post it right away.
I will. Pop.
Yes?
Would you mind signing the card and addressing the envelope?
Why are you so afraid of her? Is she a lady wrestler?
No, but her boyfriend's an amateur boxer. And, you see, he knows my handwriting. He's the secretary of our youth club.
Oh, now I get it. Well, here, give me the card. I'll address it.
Thanks. I certainly appreciate this. He's already suspicious of me.
Good for him. Well, come on. What's her name?
Well, I'd rather not have you know.
Richard, how am I going to address the envelope if I don't know her name?
Well, okay. Then you can write it. But I'd appreciate it if you didn't read it.
I'll do that. Now, let's have it.
Miss Wendy Harper, 161 Southwick Street.
Is she as crazy about you as you are about her?
Oh, I wouldn't know. You see, I've never spoken to her.
What?
Well, but she's looked at me. Go on, please.
All right. Now, let's see. To my distant star, whom I'll love forever, but to hold you close is my one endeavor.
Hey, that's pretty sharp.
Now, why don't you take it over to Wendy's house and drop it in through the letterbox?
Well, her boyfriend Bruiser might be there. And if he sees me, he'll break me in two.
Then don't go. I couldn't put up with two of you.
Hello, Wendy.
Why, Bruiser, you're early.
Oh, no. I couldn't stay away from you any longer, so I knocked the fella out in the first round.
The poor boy, you knocked him out?
I had to get a fair decision.
Now, come on in and sit down.
You know, Wendy, there's never been anyone but you. You're the only girl I've ever kissed.
And you're the only boy I've ever kissed.
Don't try to pretend you haven't kissed other boys.
Oh, Wendy, dear, the postman's just delivered this enormous card for you.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I wonder who...
Oh, look. Isn't it the most beautiful valentine you ever saw?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Look, Wendy, the red satin heart opens up, and there's a little lovebird inside with a message.
Oh, how adorable. Just listen. To my distant star, whom I'll love forever, but to hold you close is my one endeavor. Oh, isn't that romantic?
Who sent it? Who sent it?
Time, guess who?
Well, I'd like to get my hands on Mr. Who right now. I'll tear him apart like this.
Bruiser, put that telephone book down. That's the sixth one you've torn in half this week.
you think you are, Joan Rhodes?
I don't care.
I wonder who sent it.
Here. I bet it was that sneaky Richard Lyon.
Oh, but he's never even spoken to me.
No, but he's always looking at you like a lovesick calf. Yeah, I bet that's who it was.
Stop being such a bully.
Here, let me see that baritone. I'll take... Hey, here. Wait a minute. This isn't Richard's handwriting.
It isn't?
No. I know his writing very well. Besides, he can't spell anything with more than three letters.
Gets more intriguing every minute. And whether you like it or not, Rhoda, I'm going to find out who my unknown admirer is.
I wonder if it's Willie Wimple.
Oh, no, Mother. His card was never sent by an adolescent. It's definitely from a man of the world. He must be at least 19.
Well, take it from me. He'll never be 20.
Now, Rhoda, stop bending that poker and cool off.
Papa, I just saw her and, hello, Ma.
Hello, darling. Who was it you just saw?
Me? Oh, I just saw a girl, Pop Nose.
What?
I mean, Pop Nose who I mean.
Well, then suppose you tell me, then.
Now, honey, we men of honor mustn't give away other people's secrets, right, Robin?
Right, Daddy. We men should hang together.
That's a very good suggestion.
Camille has decided to honor us with a presence at last.
Darling, are you feeling any better?
Oh, no. Sherry telephoned and apologized. I got so mad I hung up. Mother, what do you think I should do?
Call him back and say you're sorry.
Oh, I couldn't. It would be so utterly undignified.
Then why don't you go to Mr. Miles' stationery shop and get one of those I'm sorry cards?
Are they dignified?
Oh, sure. They're all full of funny cartoons and things like, let's bury the hatchet in my head. And they even have an all-purpose message that says, I'm sorry I made you cry, sweetheart, wife, or mother, as the case may be.
Well, I hope I can find something better than that.
Ma, why don't you go along and help her pick out something nice?
Would you, Mother?
Of course, darling. Come on. We'll be right back.
Richard, that was very clever the way you got them out of the house.
Well, I was dying to tell you what happened when I met Wendy.
Oh, John, we can't wait.
Well, I didn't see her until she turned the corner. Then it happened, just like in a film. Boy, what a thrill. I tell you, Papa, it was the most exciting moment of my life.
Well, go on, tell us what happened.
She ignored me.
Well, at least you're holding your own.
I mean, the reason she didn't speak to me was because she was afraid he might hurt me.
Well, Josh, why didn't you go up and speak to her anyway?
Robin, my little brother, Bruiser has muscles bigger than I am.
That's no excuse. When I was your age, if that had happened to me, I'd have taken the boy on no matter what size he was.
You mean you used to fight over girls, Pop?
Well, no, son. But when I was your age, the girls used to fight over me.
They did?
They most certainly did. I'll never forget the day two beautiful girls had a fight over me. A blonde and a brunette. The brunette got me.
What did the winner get?
If you don't... You'll get something. Well, Richard, what now?
I think I'll wait for her to make the next move.
Mr. Miles, haven't you got any other forgive me cards?
No, Barbara, dear. You look through our entire stock.
I think this one is adorable.
Oh, thank you. You know, I composed that one myself. My darling heart, I'm sorry. I don't want you to worry. Forget what I said today and see me again tomorrow.
Oh, dear, dear. You must have made that up in a hurry. Anything in the back of the shop? Anything else?
Well, I suppose it is just possible. Excuse me while I go and look.
Hello, Mrs. Hill. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
What are you doing here?
I came to buy a valentine for the missus.
How sweet.
Well, now, I'm happy to say I found 2 dozen more cards here.
Oh, they're divine. They're exactly what I want.
Splendid. And how many would you like?
One.
Why, you little... Oh, you little darling. That will be 1 shilling.
Oh, thank you so much. Come on, Mother.
All right, dear. Goodbye, boy.
Goodbye, you nutty little fruitcake.
And now, I'd like to buy a valentine for the missus.
Oh, I'm so glad. Here are some perfectly charming novelty valentines. There's one here with a heart stuffed with peach blossom for a woman who looks like a peach.
And there's another one with a heart stuffed with rose petals for a woman who looks like a rose.
Oh,
and
well, give me one stuffed with horsehair, will you?
You are an old joker.
Hello, Mr. Miles.
Hello, Wendy, my dear child. And what can I do for you on this grand and glorious day?
I'd like to find out if this Valentine came from your shop.
Oh, well, let me see. But of course, that one was my showpiece.
Who bought it, Mr. Miles? Please tell me.
Who bought it? Now, let me see. It was Ben Lyon.
Oh, how thrilling. Imagine him sending me a Valentine.
Eh? The naughty old thing. I'm surprised at him, aren't you, Mr. Wimple?
Surprised? I'm amazed. I thought he was past it.
Well, I must rush home and telephone my Benji.
I'm certainly glad you're here.
Me too. I hate you to find me out.
I already had.
What was that?
You went to Mr. Miles' shop this morning and bought a Valentine for Wendy Harper.
That's right. I picked out the most attractive one in the place.
Mr. L., did those words really come out of your mouth?
Who do you think I am, Peterborough? Oh, excuse me.
I don't think anyone can excuse you for this, you cad.
Hello?
Is Mr. Lyon there?
Speaking.
Your heart.
You got what?
Your heart, darling. This is Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. Wendy, just a minute. You want to speak to my son?
Oh, don't mind me, Mr. L. You go ahead and talk. You silly old duffer.
Wimple, keep still. Or Richard.
I don't want Richard. I don't like young boys anymore. Now that I know you're in love with me.
Did you call me,
Pop? Really, I'd like to call you plenty, son. Now get on the phone and straighten this out.
No, thanks.
I've already straightened it out with Bruce.
Just a minute,
I've got to go now, love. Goodbye, my satin heart.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. She's run off.
Well, someone should wring your neck, you kidnapper. You're old enough to be a grandfather.
What's this about Ben being a grandfather?
Oh, it's just a little misunderstanding, honey. Richard, tell your mother and Mr. Wimple a true story about Wendy Harper and me.
But, Pop, I...
Richard, we're waiting, dear.
Well, I'm sorry, Ma, but we all made a solemn promise not to tell a living soul.
Well, I'll soon fix that. Oh, Robin...
Want me, Daddy?
I certainly do. Tell your mother the truth about Wendy Harper's Valentine.
Sorry? I'm a man of honor, and I never betray a confidence.
That's right, Robin. Let your father tell his own lies.
I'm not lying.
Ben, I am still waiting.
Richard, this has gone far enough. Did you or did you not ask me to send a card to Wendy Harper?
What was that name again?
Robin.
I'm a man of honor.
Stop that.
Don't you dare strike my children. You can come upstairs with me, boys, and help me pack.
Baby, come back here. You're accusing an innocent man.
Really? Who else have you dragged into this mess?
I mean you've got the wrong man.
I've known that for 25 years. Come on, boy.
Richard, I want you to go upstairs and tell your mother the truth.
Oh, Pop, be reasonable. Look at it this way. Ma will forgive you, but you'll never get another son like me.
Well, that's one consolation.
Will you please tell your father that a man called Brewster rang up to say he's coming over to beat the daylights out of him for stealing his girl?
Father, surely you don't believe this.
Don't talk to me, stranger.
Robin, my boy. Robin, go ring up Brewster and tell him he can't hit a man who's ill.
But you're not ill.
Pop, he said he's already on the way over.
Then you'll have to face him and tell him the truth.
But he might disturb my hobby, breathing.
That's no way to talk. Do you want people to say you're a coward?
I'd rather have him say I'm a coward than he won't feel any more pain where he's gone.
Robin, go out and call me a taxi. I'm going home to my mother.
Your mother's living with us.
Good, then I won't have so far to go.
What's that?
That'll be Bruiser. I'd better open the door before he breaks his jaw.
All right. Where is he? Where is he?
Here. Here I am.
Oh, don't hurt him, Bruiser. He looks so weak.
I'm not going to hurt him. I'm going to paralyze him. Caroline, you're coming just in time to see me knock the stuffing out of your husband.
That's not stuffing, that's all him.
Come on, you old wolf. Put up your mitts. I'm going to fix you up just as soon as I got me coat off.
Gee, Mummy, this is awful. I wish I wasn't a man, Arana. Then I could tell you that it was Richard who sent that valentine.
What?
So it was you, Richard Lawrence.
Robin, see what you've done.
Come here, shrimp.
I leave all my money to charity.
I might have known it was you. You dear, sweet boy.
Oh, Wendy, when you talk like that, I could fight the world. Come on, Bruiser, let's fight.
It's a pleasure.
Richard, put your chin down.
Don't worry, this'll be over soon.
Take that. Ooh, Bruiser's down.
And out. He hit his head on the fireplace.
Robin, I saw you pull the rug out from under his feet.
Well, what do you know? So I did.
I knocked him out for you, Wendy.
Oh, did you? Well, take that.
Oh,
that's saving him when he wasn't ready, you little bully.
Ooh, my head.
Come on, darling, I'll take you home.
As for you, Richard Lyon, I never want to see you again.
That does it. I'm finished with women.
Then pass them over to me, kid.
Say, Daddy, is it all right if I stop being a man of honor now?
I guess so, son.
Oh, fine. Then I'm going to tell Bruiser, the one who really fooled the carpet away with Mommy.
Life of the Lion, with Bebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, Richard Belair, Charles Hortrip, Cecil Field, Harry Taub, and Richard Thorpe. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambury, and Bebe Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the Evening Variety Orchestra. Production by Tom Ronald.